Welcome to GeoRevise, your GCSE geography podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving deep into one of the most dynamic and visually spectacular topics on the OCR specification, coastal landscapes. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode has everything you need. We'll cover the key processes, the landforms they create, how humans manage the coast, and, crucially, exactly what your examiner wants to see in your answers. Let's get started. Section 1. Core concepts. Coastal processes. The coast is best understood as a system. Inputs include wave energy, sediment, and weathering. Outputs include erosion, transportation, and deposition. Your examiner loves it when you use systems language. It signals geographical thinking rather than just description. Let's start with waves. Waves are generated by wind blowing across the sea surface. The key distinction you must know is between constructive and destructive waves. Constructive waves have a strong swash and a weak backwash. They build beaches up. Destructive waves have a weak swash and a powerful backwash. They erode material away. Destructive waves are typically high energy, steep waves associated with exposed coastlines. Remember, destructive waves destroy, constructive waves construct. Simple, but it works. Now, erosion. There are four processes, and you must know all four precisely. First, hydraulic action. This is where the sheer force of water and the compression of air trapped in cracks breaks apart the rock. Think of it as the wave literally punching the cliff. Second, abrasion, sometimes called corrasion. This is where rock fragments carried by the wave are hurled against the cliff face, acting like sandpaper. This is the most powerful erosional process. Third, attrition. This is where rocks and pebbles carried by the sea knock against each other, becoming smaller and more rounded over time. Notice the difference. Abrasion is rock against cliff. Attrition is rock against rock. This is one of the most commonly confused pairs in the exam, so fix that distinction in your mind right now. Fourth, solution, also called corrosion, where slightly acidic seawater dissolves soluble minerals in rocks like limestone and chalk. Moving on to transportation. Sediment is moved along the coast by a process called longshore drift. Waves approach the beach at an angle. The swash carries material up the beach at that angle, but the backwash pulls material straight back down the beach due to gravity. Over many repetitions, material zigzags along the coast in the direction of the prevailing wind. This is absolutely fundamental to understanding depositional landforms like spits and bars. Section 2, landforms, erosional and depositional. Let's talk about how these processes create the landforms you need to know. Erosional landforms. The classic sequence on a headland is wave cut notch, cave, arch, stack, stump. Here's the sequence in full. Hydraulic action and abrasion attack the base of a cliff, exploiting weaknesses like joints and bedding planes to form a wave cut notch. The notch deepens, the rock above becomes unsupported, and the cliff collapses, retreating landward and leaving a wave cut platform, the flat rocky area you see at low tide. If the cliff has a weakness on both sides of a headland, two caves form. The caves erode backwards until they meet, forming an arch. The roof of the arch is continually attacked by weathering, freeze-thaw, salt crystallization, and eventually collapses, leaving an isolated pillar of rock called a stack. The stack is then eroded at its base until it collapses to form a low, flat stump visible only at low tide. Your examiner will credit precise sequencing. Don't just say a stack forms. Explain the process that led to each stage. Use the phrase process, sequence, result to structure your answers. Now, geology matters enormously. A discordant coastline has alternating bands of hard and soft rock running perpendicular to the sea. The soft rock erodes faster, forming bays, while the hard rock resists, forming headlands. This creates the classic headland and bay morphology. A concordant coastline has rock bands running parallel to the coast. The outer band of hard rock protects the softer rock behind until the hard rock is breached, at which point rapid erosion of the soft rock creates a cove. Lulworth Cove in Dorset is the textbook example of this. Depositional landforms. A spit is a long, narrow ridge of sand or shingle extending from the land into the sea, formed where longshore drift continues past a change in the direction of the coastline, typically at a river mouth or bay. The end of the spit is often curved, a recurved end, caused by secondary wave action from a different direction. Spurnhead on the Holderness Coast is an excellent named example. A bar forms when a spit extends all the way across a bay, enclosing a lagoon behind it. Chesil Beach in Dorset is a famous example of a barrier beach. Section 3. Case Study, Holderness Coast. You must have a detailed UK case study. The Holderness Coast in East Yorkshire is the most commonly used and the one OCR examiners expect you to know in detail. Key facts. The Holderness Coast is the fastest eroding coastline in Europe, retreating at an average rate of approximately 1.7 to 2 meters per year. The soft boulder clay cliffs offer little resistance to wave attack. Since Roman times, over 30 villages have been lost to the sea. The town of Mapleton lost significant land until sea defenses were installed in 1991 at a cost of approximately £2 million. These defenses, rock groins and a rock revetment, successfully protected Mapleton, but caused sediment starvation downdrift, accelerating erosion at Great Cowden and other settlements to the south. This is a critical evaluation point. Hard engineering in one location can create problems elsewhere. At the southern end of the Holderness Coast, longshore drift has deposited sediment to form Spurnhead, a recurved spit extending approximately 5.5 kilometers into the Humber estuary. Management at Holderness follows a shoreline management plan. The four policy options are: hold the line, maintain existing defenses; advance the line, build new defenses seaward; managed retreat, allow the coastline to recede; and do nothing, no active intervention. At Mapleton, the policy is hold the line. At many rural stretches, the policy is do nothing or managed retreat, as the cost of defense exceeds the value of the land at risk. Section 4. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, this is where we get tactical. Let's talk about exactly how to pick up marks. Command words. When you see, describe. Give two or three developed features with supporting evidence. Don't explain, just describe what you see or know. When you see explain, you must give reasons. Use connective language. This is because. This leads to, as a result. When you see evaluate, you must weigh up evidence on both sides and reach a clear, justified conclusion. Never sit on the fence. Your conclusion must state which factor or strategy is more significant and why. The most common mistakes. Number 1. Confusing abrasion and attrition. Fix this now. Abrasion is rock against cliff. Attrition is rock against rock. Number 2. Giving generic case study information. Don't write a town on the coast. Write Mapleton on the Holderness Coast, where £2 million was spent on rock groins in 1991. Specific data gets you into level 3. Number 3, describing where a landform is rather than explaining how it formed. The examiner wants process, not location. Number 4, in management evaluation questions, only saying it protects homes. You need to discuss sustainability, cost effectiveness, sediment starvation, downdrift, stakeholder conflict between residents, farmers, and environmental groups, and the long-term impact of sea level rise. For 8 and 12 mark questions, always structure your answer with an introduction that sets up your argument, developed paragraphs with specific evidence, a counterargument, and a conclusion that directly answers the question with a clear judgment. The examiner is looking for AO2 application and AO3 analysis, not just AO1 knowledge. Section 5, Quick Fire, Recall, Quiz. Cover your notes and try these. I'll give you a few seconds for each. Question 1. What is the difference between abrasion and attrition? Pause now. Answer. Abrasion is rock fragments carried by the wave scraping against the cliff face. Attrition is rock fragments colliding with each other in the water, becoming smaller and rounder. Question 2. Name the sequence of erosional landforms on a headland in order. Pause. Answer. Wave cut notch, cave, arch, stack, stump. Question 3. What is longshore drift and what does it create? Pause. Answer. Longshore drift is the zigzag movement of sediment along the coast caused by waves approaching at an angle. It creates depositional landforms including spits, bars, and tombolos. Question 4. Give two specific facts about the Holderness Coast. Pause. Answer. It erodes at approximately 1.7 to 2 meters per year, the fastest in Europe. Mapleton was protected by rock groins in 1991 at a cost of £2 million, but this caused increased erosion downdrift. Question 5. What are the four shoreline management plan policy options? Pause. Answer. Hold the line, advance the line, managed retreat, do nothing. Section 6, Summary and Sign-Off. Let's bring it all together. Coastal landscapes is a topic that rewards students who can do three things. First, explain processes precisely, not just name them. Second, use specific case study data, Holderness, Mapleton, Spurnhead, 1.7 meters per year, 2 million pounds. And third, evaluate management critically, going beyond it protects homes to discuss sustainability, sediment budgets, stakeholder conflict, and the challenges of sea level rise. The key memory hook for erosion processes is HASH: hydraulic action, abrasion, solution, attrition with an H for hitting each other. And for the headland sequence, never can a seal swim, notch, cave, arch, stack, stump. For your exam, remember, process leads to sequence leads to result. Every explanation, answer should follow that structure. And in evaluation questions, always conclude with a clear, justified judgment. Thank you for listening to GeoRevise. Good luck in your exam. You've got this. Keep revising, keep recalling, and remember, specific knowledge is what separates a grade 4 from a grade 8. See you next time.